guys, that's your question for this week. How do you express yourself?
They've got the beat. Some students in New York really sing their hearts out. That's because they are in the school chorus at Public School 22. These students from Staten Island had a concert at the White House. They sang at a Hollywood award show. Audiences have clapped and cheered them on. These kids are always asked to return. How does it feel to sing on stage? I get nervous singing for a big audience, Brianna recalls. But when I see the joy on their faces, I get excited. Sounds good. The PS22 chorus is divided into two groups. The sopranos sing high notes. The altos sing lower sounds. Instruments like drums keep the beat. It's important to keep the rhythm so they make the right sounds together. Most adult choruses have four groups of voices. Here's a look at the number of each type of voice in one adult chorus from Pennsylvania. Sopranos, 17. Tenor, 8. Bass, 10. Alto, 10. Musical expression. Being part of the chorus is hard work. The chorus members won't disagree. They practice for 3 hours each week. Greg, their teacher, encourages the chorus to use movements. They move their hands to show how the song makes them feel. They have their own movements because nobody feels music the same way, he explains. The chorus members understand that singing in a chorus is a big job. We just want to give it our best, one student says. The vocabulary words that you need to focus on this week are cheered, concert, instrument, movements, music, rhythm, sounds, and understand. These words will be tested on Friday.
Our comprehension question for They Got the Beat. Number one, what school do the students in the course attend or go to? Where is it located? Number two, what are the two groups that make up the course? Number three, how many tenors are in the chorus from Pennsylvania? Number four, how is being in the chorus hard work? And number five, who is the teacher for the chorus?